Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We welcome you aboard tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad, and it's Psalm 118, verse 24. This is Friday night, April 3rd. 2015. This is the 93rd day of the year, day 93. Praise God. What a blessing from the Lord to be here tonight as we celebrate Good Friday. And we call to remembrance that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hung, bled, and died on that cross. But thank God he didn't stay there. He got up that third day like he promised. Like it was proclaimed in the word. Praise God. He got up and is ascended right now on the right hand of God the Father. And he is coming back again. He is going to soon come back. And he's coming back for those who made themselves ready, who are washed in the blood. Praise God. Tonight we want to invite you to open. Join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. Jesus told us that men should always pray and not faint. Many people are giving up, but we don't have to give up, cave in, or quit. All we got to do is keep our eyes fixed on him. And if we do, we know that he will give us the strength and courage and the guidance that we need if we can be a success. In Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you are worthy tonight. You are a miracle worker. We just want to thank you, Father, that you had a plan that when mankind sinned in the garden, that you had a plan, God, to get them back in fellowship with you. And we thank you, Lord, that it took 42 generations and you sent Jesus. Jesus, the Son, the only begotten Son of God. He's also called by many names, Son of Man, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for what he done on the cross. It took one perfect sacrifice to be offered up that will be made whole. Lord, tonight we ask you to anoint us now as we teach your word, teach your preach. We receive the anointing that makes it easy for us to do that. Lord, your word declares, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability that God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion both now and forever. We thank you and we give you praise. Thank you, Father, that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. We love you and we give your name the glory, honor, and praise for the victory. But we pray this all in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, we want to ask you to open your Bible to 1 Corinthians tonight. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. I'm going to look at verse number 50. That's 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Notice this one more time. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. The Bible declared, behold, I show you a mystery. we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. When? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on the soul. When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Tonight, as we consider what our Lord and Savior done tonight, the blood of Jesus, when we consider what our Lord and Savior have done, we understand what the Apostle Paul was talking about here. Of course, he was making reference to that when Jesus returned, he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And it is also referenced by 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. We really pin verse 16 and 17 of that 1 Thessalonians 4 as what's called the rapture, which means caught up, called away. When we look at our text, the Bible declares, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein you stand. He says, I'm not coming to you with my opinion, but I'm coming to make known to you the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, the gospel is the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it features his death, burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his soon or second coming. Because he is soon coming or he's certainly coming, we have to prepare ourselves. So the Apostle Paul says, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and number three, wherein you stand. So I'm giving you something to take a grip on. He's not telling us to take grip on religion. He's telling us to take cause. The gospel that we preach is what's going to set you free, the gospel. And we understand he also made reference about the gospel when he considered, and he wrote to Romans, the church at Rome, and he said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. So when we talk about the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we understand that it is consistent of his death. And we may talk about that in just a moment, but consider Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 and following. The Bible says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Many people are searching high and low, trying to find here, yonder, something else that will supply, but nothing will supply like Jesus. There is nothing that will set you free like Jesus. And the thing about it, if we understand there is no other gospel except telling people about the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, he's coming back, his ascension, that he's now at the right hand of God the Father, and he is coming back. He's soon to come back. So the Apostle Paul said, I marvel. I'm just concerned that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel? He that which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Those were some strong words. But he not only said it once, but he came back and confirmed it. Sometimes, if you ever notice, and those of y'all who love computers, when you go in a computer and you have to change your password, they tell you to put it in once, and then they tell you to put it again to confirm it, to make sure you're sure what you're sure. So he's going to give you the confirmation. Galatians 1:9 says, as we said before, so say I now again. So if I told you once, I'm telling you again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Why? For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Notice he said, do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. He said, but I satisfy you, brethren, that the gospel which I preach of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, the revelation of Jesus Christ. When we talk about the gospel, we have to consider the cross. The Bible tells us in Galatians 6, verse 11, it says, you see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand. What was you writing about, Apostle Paul? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution. How and why? For the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But the Bible says, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is circumcised, or crucified, excuse me, unto me, and I unto the world. Notice that again, he says this, as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. And you know circumcised is the cutting away of the foreskin. Only suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Then he said, but God forbid that I should glory, excuse me, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. So we see the value of the cross. It was prophesied how that Christ would come and die, but be raised up the third day. And that's one of the reasons why we are able to celebrate Good Friday, because it was a Good Friday, even though that time might have been dark. But let us just consider the events of the cross, the prayers in Luke chapter 23, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 23. And in that 23rd chapter, the Bible says, around the 26th verse, and as they laid him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. On him they laid the cross, that he might bear them after Jesus. The Bible says, and there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, saying, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. The Bible declares in verse 29, this Luke 23, For behold, the days are coming. In the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the womb that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. But the Bible says, But if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Notice what Jesus said, If they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? There were also two other male factors. Two thieves led with him to be put to death. The Bible says, And when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified and the male factor, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they departed his raiment. They parted his raiment and cast lots, which was prophesied in the book of Psalm 69. The Bible says, And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them, derailing him, saying, He saves others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. Many times we are marked today by people when we talk about our walk. But I want you to know that God will still have the last say so and the last laugh. The Bible says, And the soldiers also marked him, coming to him and offered him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. The Bible says, And the superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews, one of the malefactors, which were hung, railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answer rebuked him, saying, Doest thou not fear God, seeing thou in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly for we received due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, truly I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The Bible goes on to declare that it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, which in Jewish time from 12 to 3. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. So we see he died. There's the proof in the scriptures. But thank God he got back up. I want you to know today that no matter what circumstances it looked like, only it took a perfect sacrifice. We couldn't do it on our own. It took a perfect lamb. My God, that's why we can talk about Christ, the risen Christ. And when we think about this risen Christ, we must consider one point, faith reality. We understand the description of faith, what it is, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith is the title deed to the property. That property is not yours until you paid the last payment. So that's why the Apostle Paul was able to say, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you." He says, unless you have, see, believed in vain. In other words, faith is believing. You believe what the report says. In Isaiah 53, verse 1, he says, Lord, who have believed thy report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then we see a remedy for sin and also an antidote or some medicine for healing. In Isaiah 53, 5, it said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So the Apostle Paul said, by which also you are saved. We're not saved on our own. That's why he said, for by grace, Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are you saved, not of works, lest any man should boast. So he said, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. The Apostle Paul goes on to say, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. The Bible says, according to the scriptures. And we saw that he died on the cross. The Bible says, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And the Bible says, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. The Bible says, for I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But listen what he said. He had this testimony. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. You know, many people remember your faults, but I tell you, love hides your faults. Love says, I'm going to love you in spite of your own self. That's what God the Father did. He looked down and said, I got to come up with a plan. I'm going to create a plan that will satisfy what I need done. The Bible talks about how he took a perfect sacrifice. You might not believe me, so I'm going to prove it to you. The Bible declares in Hebrews chapter 9. Look what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 12. The Bible declares this, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having attained eternal redemption, blood of bull and of goat, and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, he goes on to declare, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God. We couldn't do it on our own. The Bible says, for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament by means of death. for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testimony, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. The scripture tells us, friends, for where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. In other words, a will is not enforced while the person is alive, but it is enforced based upon the content that's written therein after the person is deceased. So the Bible says, where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of a testator. Testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator lives. Whereupon now the first testament was dedicated without blood. I want y'all to see, notice what the Bible says. He tells us, and when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and he sprinkled both the blood and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God had enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. But I want you to notice what Hebrews 9:22 declares. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of the blood is no remission. And when we hear this word remission, that means forgiveness or removal of sin. That's why the Bible tells us in Acts 2, verse 38, this was Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost, and he just began to say, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? He said, for the remission. That's the part I want you to see, for the remission, the removal of your sin. And he said, you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? For the promise is unto you and to all your children, and to as many as are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I want you to know, friends, today, and because of that sacrifice, the Bible says this in Hebrews 9:28. I just want y'all to see what the Word of God declared to us. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Notice that again. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him. Now you got to be looking for him. To them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Then over in Hebrews 10th chapter, by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. Notice that again. Hebrews 10 verse 14. For by one offering he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. So we can thank God for his blood. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1 and around the 18th verse, 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. He said, but with the precious glory, blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Notice that again, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, the blood of Jesus is that blood that washes us and made us everywhere whole. It was love that hung up on that cross. When we think about what Christ did, how the scripture declares, God so loved the world. This is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So it took the precious blood of the Lamb. And when we think about even Passover, it was blood that brought deliverance to the children of Israel. When you study Exodus chapter 12, you'll find out, giving them instructions, how they were going to take hyssop and dip it in the blood and put it up on the doorpost. And when he see the blood, he'll pass over. Even today, can you find the blood applied to your life? Can you find the blood applied to you? Because I want you to know that we are lively stone. The Bible said, to whom coming? It is 1 Peter 2:4, said, to whom coming as unto a living stone? Well, we were disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. He said, ye also as lively stones are built up spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice. How? Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know it's because of the blood we can boldly declare that we are a chosen generation. We can boldly declare that we are royal priesthood. We can boldly declare that we are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who had called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now, which had not attained mercy, but now have attained mercy. Friends, we were blessed because of the blood. We were blessed because of the death of Jesus Christ. We got to worship him, knowing and understanding that God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When we think about Jesus going to the cross, I imagine there was a valley time for him, for that flesh. But he knew his purpose. And sometimes we have valley experiences. Consider what the psalmist David said in Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, but I like what the Apostle Paul asked that question. 1 Corinthians 15:55. He said, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? I want you to know, but he came back with a praise. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, he said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, we got to be willing vessels that God can use us any time, any place that he wants to. Consider what the Bible says in Romans 5:8-9. Verse 8, he said, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. He said, much more then, being now justified, how? by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Notice that again. He says, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. The Bible says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved. Oh, friends, we got a right to worship God. Consider what Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 15 says. Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Woo! I think I need to do that one again. This is Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death, talking about Jesus, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through faith or through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So the Bible said, and he delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. In other words, the devil had a grip on them, but God bought them out, loosed their hold, set them free through Jesus. Jesus declared in John 8:51, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. But we know that Christ had a purpose. That's why he had to die. Oh, friends, it's so good to know that God got a purpose and a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. So it's something about knowing and believing what his word says. And when you believe what his word says, you understand that you are coming out. And you can boldly say, like the Apostle Paul said, he said, well, I am persuaded. Ooh, Lord, I'm persuaded. I'm convinced. I got my mind made up. He said, I'm persuaded. I'm not going to let nobody change my mind. He said, I'm persuaded. When you get persuaded in your mind, nothing else can change it. But the Apostle Paul said, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I want you to know today, friends, we had a blessed Savior. He went to the cross. But the cross, he didn't stay there. They put him in a grave, but he didn't stay there. But early on the third day, I don't get along with people about these days, but I just say what the Bible says, early the third day, the first day of the week, he got up. The Bible says in Matthew 28, and verse 18, behold, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So we got a right to bless God. We got a right to thank him for his death. Thank him for the cross. But look what Paul says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. He said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him, death, that like us Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk out in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, the Bible said that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. But he that is dead is free from sin. Neither, the Bible says, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ been raised from the dead, died no more, death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, the Bible says, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. He said, neither yield ye yourselves as instruments or members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? For you're not under the law, but under grace. But when we think about the cross, Jesus paid that ultimate sacrifice. Tells us because of that great sacrifice, he tells us in Hebrews 12:1, he says, wherefore sin, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus. In other words, our eyes are fixed on Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him which endured such great contradiction against himself, lest you faint and be weary and faint in your minds. I want you to know today, God wants us to be encouraged today. He sent us a gift. What will we do with this gift? Christ died, was buried, rose up. Now he's ascended at the right hand of God. But you know, one day he's coming back. Will you be ready? Father, we just give you praise. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for your son. Thank you for the greatest gift you can give to us, Lord. When we weren't even thinking about a Savior, thinking about salvation for us, he was thinking about deliverance. Father, we thank you that your word declares who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son, in whom we have redemption from sin through his blood. We thank you for the blood tonight, the blood of Jesus that washes us and makes us whole. Lord, may your people lives, the lives of these people be transformed by what they heard. God, thank you, your word declares, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Lord, we just love you and we give you praise, God. You're so great and you're so kind. You're so merciful, God. Thank you for being concerned about us, Lord, being our Jehovah Rapha tonight, the Lord, our healer. God, we just praise you, God, that we have the victory, God. Touch us now, Lord. Drive out all discomfort, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you glory. You're so great and so kind. I say thank you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I just want to remind us that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Blessings. What a blessing from the Lord. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Also, I want to remind you that if you desire to listen to these broadcasts live, you may go visit us on the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. That's spelled Didymus 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. It comes straight out the Bible, which is Didymus 2010. There you can listen to tonight's episode, or you can download it, the previous ones, at your convenience. If you desire to write us, you may write us by sending your correspondence to Elder Thomas Williamson or Prayer of Faith Ministry. That's Elder Thomas Williamson or Prayer of Faith Ministry. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi 39215. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi 39215. If you desire to call us, you may feel free to call us 601-502-1150. 601-502-1150. Praise God. Well, as you approach your weekend, I pray that you will have a prosperous and a safe weekend, that you will enjoy Jesus, and that you will be there not only talking the talk, but they're walking the walk, and you can grow spiritually, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. That's Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 declares unto us, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you all to enjoy Jesus this weekend. Everyone have a safe holiday. God bless you and have a great night, everyone, in Jesus' name. This has been our broadcast for Friday night, April the 3rd, 2015. Good night, everyone.